This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hump day. Hello.
Hump day.
Big Brother on tonight and tomorrow night.
That's all right.
Very exciting. Let's see here. We're going to start with the trash, and it's brought
to you
by...
Who do you like? You like Colby?
I don't like... Colby, yeah, I do. I don't like anybody left in the house, so I actually kind of don't care who wins. In a way, I want Nicole to win, because I... although I don't.
No, you don't.
I know. I don't want Christmas to win either. I guess I want Enzo to win.
I'll take Enzo or Colby. I don't... Oh,
Cody.
Darn.
It's fine. We're used to it, Vin. It's just... There we go. There's his little face.
I'm just taking it off of there. You
oh, don't do
now.
That. No, Vin. First of all, turn it the other way.
I can't. Sorry.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, anyway.
Damn it.
I like... And who else is left? Are there only four left in the house? No, there's five left. Memphis is... I actually... As long as Memphis doesn't win, I'll be happy.
I like really... that Memphis and Christmas are both on the... Spoiler alert. On the block right now. I like it.
Yeah.
Works for me.
I actually was surprised he didn't get rid of that they didn't get rid of Christmas last week, because she is paired with Memphis. They are sort of in bed together. Mm-hmm. And I thought that could really bite them in the ass. On the other hand, Tyler is a competition beast. Like, there was no way anybody was going to beat him in competition. If he needs to win a competition, he wins it. So they probably were right to
get
him.
Weird thing
out.
About that guy, though, is he's pretty likable.
Yeah.
And yet somehow always lands himself in hot water. Like, it's
almost like he says too much sometimes. Yep. And he mm-hmm. just, you know.
It's that people pleaser thing, like, gets him just in real big trouble.
Right.
Anyway, sorry about that, everybody.
Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah, we won't even talk about it. Blah. Blah. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page. If you want to work out like an Olympian, Vin, you got to make sure you follow the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page to check out the latest workout tips from Johnny himself. Johnny does like a little quick Instagram video every week when he comes over here.
I see him. I follow him. He's excellent.
Yeah, Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram.
And I'm a big fan.
Every Wednesday we put out a new show. Today he's coming over. They're doing some big Snowtober promotion at Peter Glenn, and he does all these interviews for it. It actually seems like a ton of work. Mm-hmm. Like, he's exhausted. He can't even answer emails, because he's just like, I'm under it.
I think he's their sort of test pilot. I'm pretty sure what he does is all of the new products come in and he sort of does little videos. They have these kinds of pros doing this for musical instruments.
Yeah.
Different surf gear. It's a pretty smart thing to do. You get a Johnny Mosley to tell you that these skis work great. Why wouldn't you buy them, right?
Right. And he says he can be choosy about it, too. Like, he doesn't have to... If he doesn't like something, he doesn't give you a review of it. He only does the stuff that he likes. So, what is it called? Like, official product tester something.
Chief testing officer.
There it is. Thank you. I knew it was something. Anyway, today he'll come over and I'll see him through a window. It'll be fun. So we're going to start with Crocs, which they're awesome. If you don't have Crocs by your back door, listen, they're just easy on, easy off. You can spray them with a hose. Like, Crocs are amazing.
Having them by the back door, though, I feel like a lot of bugs get into them if you leave them outside. Like,
they're in the house. They're in the house on the back.
Yeah,
there's like a little waterproof rug right there. I walk in, I put them right there. No bugs.
totally smashed a spider in one of them one time.
Ew. Well, they are, they're welcoming to bugs because they have little holes on the top and bugs can hide in there. And I haven't had that problem. I have some bugs, but I don't have, they're not in my Crocs. Anyway, Crocs are amazing. As I'm sure you're well aware now, Vinny, your girls must have Crocs, right?
The kids do use Crocs. The youngest wears Crocs even when she, like, normally she'll do a bath, but if she does a shower, she puts the Crocs on.
Oh, what fun.
So that she doesn't slip and crack her head.
That's,
and
well,
they actually,
that is.
They work.
Yeah, they're great. And so cute. Like, they're such good-looking little shoes. So Justin Bieber has his own Crocs. His own line of Crocs, I should say. I'm sure he has pairs of Crocs at his house because everyone does. But he's got a new line of Crocs. And there are a lot of very unhappy people today.
Why?
Because there was a snafu with the line. You know how when they release stuff, like they do this with tickets sometimes, you're in a queue for, you're in a virtual queue whenever you log onto the computer. So people were logging on yesterday at like, you know, 6 a.m.
to get their Bieber Crocs.
To get their Bieber Crocs.
Got it.
And I don't know how many pairs they had, but they was like a limit of one per person, but they say that there were bots that were buying multiple pairs. So the process was a disaster, apparently, from the get-go. Fans get into these virtual lines to wait for them, and then the sale was supposed to start at noon, and then there was some kind of snafu, so they pushed it back an hour. They said, oh, there's such high demand, such high demand. And a lot of the people got kicked out of the line, and they'd been on there since 6 a.m., 7 a.m, so they were super bummed. And then there was supposed to be a limit of one pair per customer, and then there were these bots that were on there. And yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
What does the Bieber Croc look like before we go any farther? Because
it looks like a Croc. It's yellow.
Uh-huh.
But it has, you know, the little click-on things you can put into your Croc? So your girls do that?
No.
They're like little plastic things, and they have a circular wedge.
No, I'm familiar with them. They're like decorative ornaments for your sandals, which I do not condone. But I will say, so that's the only difference between his.
They
do
look like regular. They look like regular Crocs to me.
Yeah,
because you want the Bieber ones because they come with the special ornamentation. So it's you know, his clothing line is Drew. I think.
No, I don't know that.
I'm just assuming. He always has clothes that say Drew on them, like right across the crotch. That's, you know, Drew in the chaunch area.
How does that... I'm trying to... So his name's Justin...
I think...
Bieber.
Yeah,
Where does Drew come in?
I don't know.
Don't
Maybe
laugh
it's a middle
at that.
Name
I'm
or
asking
something.
A serious question.
DeJesus, can you look up where the name Drew comes from? Is it like his uncle? I don't know. So they're yellow, and they've got like a
well,
lollipop.
Dad's name is Skippy, right?
Yes, it's something like that. Is it Skippy? It's some goofy name like
Scooter.
That.
Scooter. Wait, is his dad's name Scooter?
That's his manager.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's who I was thinking of.
But is
Skippy Scooter?
Does his dad have a stupid name too?
That's like who Bonesy? I was thinking of. I don't know.
Jeremy.
Oh, no.
Bonesy. He
I don't know. I thought his dad had a dumb name, too. But his dad is... Oh, boy. I don't even want to get into his dad. I don't like him. I like his mom, though, with all the gums. She's great. So it says Drew. There's a couple little clip-ons on there, or stick-ons that say Drew. And there's, like, a pizza. I want to say there's, like, a donut. There's some flowers and stuff. And a little JB... thing. So there's nothing special about them. They're regular yellow Crocs. So they finally let this virtual line start purchasing the Crocs, the Justin Bieber Crocs, at 1 o'clock. And a bunch of people had gotten kicked out. So everyone's like, my Bieber, I want my Bieber Crocs. And then they were sold out by 2:30. And they say that by a minute in, there were like two sizes left, the tiniest and the hugest. So
Drew is his middle name.
Oh, it is. Justin Drew Bieber.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, if you want these, you got to get them on the secondary market now. I'm sure there's 1,000 pairs on eBay that you can pay through the nose for. I don't know what a pair of Crocs costs. 30, 40 bucks? What is like a basic pair of Crocs?
Yeah, I think
cost?
They're a fairly cheap item.
Right.
Until
well, they
you
are...
get into the name endorsed styles, I guess.
Right. I don't know what
his costs.
Went for. 80 bucks? I mean, I can't even imagine paying. It's literally plastic.
You reminded me, though, when you brought this up, that I was watching football last night, and I want to say the guy's name is Jay Balvin or Belvin.
Oh, the singer. Yeah. Dude.
The singer.
Jay Balvin.
Jay Balvin. Okay, he's doing a McDonald's thing just like Travis Scott is, and it's his meal. So it's a Big Mac and some kind of frosty drink. But I thought, wow, these guys must be making bank for, like, forget about the Crocs thing. I don't know what they paid him. I don't know what they can afford to pay a guy for that endorsement. But
well, Bad Bunny, who's also he's a Puerto Rican rapper, but he did a line of Crocs and the same thing happened.
Oh, they get sold out right away.
Mm-hmm. And it's just different charms. So
and that's it. Oh, charms.
Well, he had his own shoe with the charms. That go
well,
on
well, we, yeah. When we were talking about ornaments, they're called charms.
I don't know what they call it. Whatever. I call them charms.
It's hard to squeeze it in, that's all.
Oh, Bryn.
Well, he's not wrong. Yeah. Anyway, so Justin Bieber finally released his Crocs. Oh, thank God. This is my favorite story today. And only because I don't love Mike Tyson as a human being. He doesn't seem like a good guy. But I love his voice. I think he's great. And I'm always fascinated whenever there's anything about him. So he did an interview with a morning show in England.
Okay.
Not a radio show, a TV, like a television wake-up morning show. Good Morning Britain, it's called. And he was, because he's got a match coming up with this guy, Roy Jones Jr., and they're both like around 50 years old, and it's... They're gonna.
I thought you told us that it was just gonna be sort of a play
like an exhibition.
Match.
Yeah, they're not going for any belts or anything, but they're gonna fight, and you can place a bet, I guess. But as he's getting ready for this thing, I'm thinking, like, has he taken too many shots to the head? Is he does a weed thing now, right?
Yep.
So is he stoned? Is he hammered? Like, he is so out of it. Like, you have to kind of watch the video, too. Like, maybe we should put a link to this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, because it's not just that he sounds wasted. It's that after she asks the question, well, I'll just let it roll. Take a look at this, Vinny.
I just want to do this. I plan on doing this for a charity exponent, and I think I'm capable of doing that, and that's what I want to do.
As someone personally who's rapidly approaching the age of anyone's age, but there have been concerns raised about the fact that you are two men in your 50s fighting each other without protective headgear. What do you think about those concerns?
I think it's very wonderful that we're fighting together, the fight that we should have.
So, oh man!
Here's the thing: as the camera pans back to Tyson, it's the top of his shiny head. He is
he's actually put his chin down to his chest, and he's napping while she asks the question.
And then
that
he
looks like
pops back and says, "I actually think it's wonderful."
And then he doesn't answer the question at all. So this is what I know about him. In the past, if you remember. And I bet you have the audio, Bryn. There's a point where he was like, "I've been telling you, I've been telling all of you, I'm sober, and I've been high on coke for this whole time." And then he goes something like, "I've actually only been sober for 15 hours or something,"
right.
As he's talking. And so it's super unfortunate that he struggles with, and I don't know what his thing is, if it's coke or drink or...
Well, that doesn't look like coke. That looks like
downers. That looks like, though, if you've ever... And I've coke was never really my thing, but people who've stayed up for too long and then really need to just go to bed... That looks like it could be that, but I don't know. And he could also be on pills.
You're saying it looks like he ran out of coke.
Right.
Yeah,
like he tried to stop and then...
He says, "I tried to stay up late for the interview, but I fell asleep. And like a lion, I'm hard to wake once asleep."
Okay.
Which I do assume that a lion that's asleep, I mean, you really have to poke that lion for a while to, come on, wake up.
I've been sober 12 days now. It's tough. I'm mean and irritable. Yeah, it's a real challenge because I don't like... I don't know if I like this sober guy. It's hard for me to live normal. Straight is hard.
So that's the clip from where he's like, "Yeah, I've been sober for 15 hours.
Yeah, I don't think that's the one, but it doesn't matter. The point is he does struggle, and anybody with an addiction problem knows what I'm talking about. But as far as that goes, it could be pills. Remember the Anna Nicole stuff that they actually had? I don't know why they didn't go, this show's canceled until this person can spit out a sentence.
That's why, because that's the Anna that everybody wanted. We wanted the messed up Anna. Even though Anna Nicole Smith, just totally sober, is the least interesting person in the world, isn't she?
I guess. I don't know. But that was...
Like my body.
This is actually tragic.
Yeah. Yeah, this person's dead.
To be on our next performer's new video. And if I ever record an album, I want this guy to produce my...
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Anyway,
that's fun. Ish. So there you go. That's it. Can you please put that at the Serengeti Facebook page
doing
so people
now
can see Mike Tyson? I don't know, stoned out of his mind, just sleepy. I'm not sure.
He's just tired.
He's just super tired. You know.
I hope that's
a time
true.
Difference. I hope so too, Ben. Okay, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we're over an hour away from Scott Budman, and he'll break down all the Apple stuff. But in the meantime, I've got some great news stories, some fun stuff right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.